How are you?
Well,
we're doing well. It's good to have everybody here with us today. You know, I was reading through Ephesians chapter 1 this morning, and just something that really resonated with me there with Paul was he was giving a little bit. He gave the introduction, got right into the purpose of his letter and what they were believing there in Ephesus. But then he went on to give a little bit of his testimony. And he reverted back and was remembering and reminding them of what he had done and who he had been in persecuting the church. But then he went through and explained in what the gospel and what Jesus Christ had done in his life. And then the last verse there in chapter 1 where he talks about, he says that God was being glorified in him. And I just really started thinking about that and here this morning. Aren't you glad that God gives us more than just a second chance? Aren't you glad that he doesn't rest in our failures and what we have been in the past, but there is a renewal, a refreshing, an energy, a hope in Jesus Christ that, yes, we may have done things in the past that we're certainly not proud of, but God says, if you'll give me your heart and your life, watch what I can do with that. And I'm so thankful that God does give us those second chances. Let's just go before the Lord in prayer this morning as we start our worship time here. Maybe you just want to rejoice in that. Lord, thank you for redeeming me from my past. Thank you for making me who I am today. But whatever it is, just go before him today and speak to him in the stillness of your heart. Precious Lord and Savior Jesus, I do thank you and praise you again for your grace and for your mercy and for your power over my past. Thank you. You haven't left me where you found me. I just rejoice in what you continue to do in the hearts and the minds of people. I pray, Father, here this morning that we would be faithful with what you have given us. Father, I pray that we all would be aligned, perfectly joined together in your spirit and in our hearts and our minds towards you. Pray for those, Father, who may not be feeling well today. Illness and sickness is keeping them down. Father, maybe they're discouraged or distracted in their home or their heart or their family. I pray that you would strengthen them this morning. Father, we invite and ask and plead for your presence here today. This is your church. I am your servant, and I pray that you would be exalted above all measure today, O God. How we love you, and we rejoice again and again and again for your grace, for your mercy. May your truth resound here today, resonate in our hearts and our minds, that we would take it into our culture. For the purpose that you have given us, may we make a difference. We love you. We need you. Thank you for hearing us this morning. For the name of King Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Everybody to stand, and we're going to sing hymn number 404, The Solid Rock. The Solid Rock. Hopefully, I pray your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let's sing it.
Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other
are happy to be standing on the rock. Say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You may be seated.
Good morning. Doing jump rope here over the wires. Well, Terry and I are a little happy. If you look at the back of the bulletin, and I think Ray's going to pop something up on the screen here. We are grandparents as of Monday. That's a little Allison May Allen, born last Monday night, 6 pounds, 13 ounces. And Ashley, we were talking to her the other day, and Terry said, "Welcome to parenthood." She said, "We're only getting like an hour or 2 hours of sleep a night. Is that normal?" Well, you know, it's, you'll get used to it. So she was born Monday, and on Tuesday, people in my office are asking, "So what happened? Did you have the baby?" I went like this. "I'm a grandpa." So we're a little happy. We're going down November 8th, so we're excited about it. And Ashley's doing well. The baby's doing well. And Aaron's doing well, too. So anyway, thank you for all for your prayers there. So in a bulletin, just the only thing I'm really going to point out is there are a bunch of inserts in here, and one of them is all about the walk through Bethlehem. And there's a lunch today and a first go-through today, a little bit of rehearsal and discussion about that. So please plan on staying and being a part of that, because it's a tremendous, tremendous outreach, as we've been saying for a couple of weeks now, that we had over 400 people came last year. That's why we're going 2 days this year, because it was the place to be. I think Pastor said the buzz around town was this was the place to be on in Christmas in Clinton. So we're doing two nights. So a lot of rehearsal time, a lot of time putting together props and scenery and all that. And so we need everybody to help, and it starts today. So please plan on signing up for that. And we'll have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's stand and recite Hosea 10:12 together. Let's go stand. Let's go ahead and recite that now. "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you." Hosea 10:12. Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God and Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning. And again, we ask your blessing on this offering. And pray that you would use these monies, Lord, to increase your kingdom, and that you would lead us in the paths of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
To thee,
everybody to please stand and sing the fourth verse with us. Here we go. We're going to do a key change. Get ready.
Christ shall come, which shall hold back the nation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow in humble adoration, and then proclaim my God how great the Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
And everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord. He is great. He is great and alone worthy of our praise. We're going to sing a song. It's called Hallelujah, What a Savior. And, you know, it's amazing how God always coordinates what pastor says and what we're singing and what I'm thinking on a Sunday morning. And he was talking about, aren't you glad that God gives us second chances and then umpteen opportunities after that and to be forgiven. And when he bled and died on that cross, he nailed those sins there, right? Amen? Amen. Amen. Isaiah 53:3 says this, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, because, as you all know, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned from every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity or the sin of us all. Aren't you glad he paid the price for you? Let's sing this song, Hallelujah, What a Savior. believe that in your heart, say amen. Hallelujah. What a Savior. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. And it is finished. Paid in full. Here we go. Sing this other awesome song about the Lamb of God.
Trade the debt we owe.
about what he did for you on a cross when we sing this. There is no greater love.
There is no
humbled by the thought of what you did for us when you sent your son to die on a cross for our sins. He was beaten and despised for us, for all the dumb things we do, for all of our sins. Lord God, we thank you that you forgive us over and over and over and over and over and over. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, for loving us when we were not lovely. Thank you that your son laid his life down, paid the price for our sins. Lord, we rejoice. We rejoice that the story doesn't end there, that the truth of your word proclaims that Jesus Christ rose from the grave victorious. And Lord God, he's ascended into heaven, even now at the right hand of the Father. And we praise you and thank you that we have the hope of our salvation, the security of our salvation, the fact that you love us and you'll never let us go. Lord God, help us to be shining lights, to not be driven by the wind, to be steadfast in you and the truth of your word and the mighty works that you have wrought for us. Use Pastor, please, this morning as he brings your word, Lord God. Fill him with a special filling of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, may we put all the craziness behind us and be ready to learn the truth of your word. Lord God, we love you and we thank you for loving us. It's in Jesus' holy, matchless name we pray. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated.